البيان راديو presents the following program presented by نضال أيوبي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series on how to escape sins. Today, inshallah, we will start off by continuing our discussion on the important topic of the ill effects of sins, or the consequences of sins. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to be aware and keep far away from neglecting the prescribed laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to keep far away from neglecting Allah's signs, and we have to be aware of failing to reflect upon the book of Allah, and we have to be aware of failing to know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, since the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in these two sources lies our success. If we cling to them, if we grab onto them, if we attest to the truth of what they inform of and follow their commands, then in this lies our success in this world and the hereafter. Now sadly, my dear brothers and sisters, there are some people who doubt and cause to seek doubt in others regarding the point we are illustrating, and they say this. They say that sins has nothing to do with this, has nothing to do with what happens from the calamities and trials and afflictions because of their weak iman and in their negligence, in their shortcomings, in reflecting upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if only these people who say this was to take heed of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf from ayat 96 to 97, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And if the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, piety and righteousness, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth, but they denied the messenger, so we took them with the punishment for what they used to do. أَفَآمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they are asleep? أَوَآمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا دُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Or did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment in the forenoon while they play? أَفَآمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. None feel secure from the plot, from the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the people who are lost. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the Salaf, one of the pious predecessors, he said, if you see Allah grant blessings to a certain person, and then you see that person continuing in disobedience to him, then know that this is from Allah's plan against him, and that he is referred to by Allah the Most High, saying, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. We shall certainly seize them with punishment in ways they perceive not, and I respite them. Certainly my plot is strong. My dear brothers and sisters, by Allah, sins affect the security of a land. They affect its ease, its prosperity, its economy, and they affect the hearts of its people. Sins cause alienation between the people. Sins cause one Muslim to regard his brother as if he were upon a separate religion other than Islam. But if we sought to rectify ourselves, our families, our neighbors, and those in our areas, and everyone collectively, we are able to do so. We are able to rectify our situation if we mutually encouraged good and forbade evil. If we came together in this great goal of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, if we assisted those who do this with wisdom, then it would produce unity and harmony. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, meaning Islam, enjoining the ma'roof and forbidding the munkar. It is those who are successful.
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves after clear proofs had come to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment.
My dear brothers and sisters, we have to enjoin the ma'roof, and that is tawheed, the true worship of Allah alone, and all that Islam orders one to do, and we have to forbid the munkar, and that is shirk, which is associating partners with Allah in worship, kufr, disbelief, and all that Islam has forbidden.
And with that, my dear brothers and sisters, we conclude today's episode. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.